time to tell the neighbors that Charlie Evershot is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is home.
Okay, and good morning to everyone. Welcome to, what is it, Wednesday? Yes, the 19th day. Not the 19th. It's the year 19. It's the fifth month. Okay, and the, all right. And so how's everyone doing today? Hopefully, you're doing all right. Yeah, the fifth day of June in the year 2019. And outside, it's a little shaky weather-wise. And we already have had rumblings of thunder and a brief heavy rain. And probably we'll have more brief heavy rains throughout the day today. Yeah, who knows when. But whenever you have heat and humidity, you stand a great chance for rain and thunderstorms. And, of course, when you have a system going across the country, that sure is a big aid in promoting the weather you're having. And so that's what's going on today. Nothing drastic. Let's hope that we get through all this supposedly sometimes weather that might be a little on the heavy side. Let's get through that in good shape. Oh, okay, yes. Oh, that's right. We're having
your favorite will be here,
Monday, June 10th. Yeah, I won't be here, will I? No. June the 10th. Okay. Hey, the big anniversary party. Yeah, yeah. Let's see, I'll be just getting back from vacation. Oh, interesting. Here's who's going to be on. Monday, June the 10th, 7:15 to 9 p.m. Scott Spears, Terry Tackett, Sean Kraft, Adam Lepp, Linda Sims, Mike Wilson, Pastor Whitaker, and maybe myself, Nate Redmond, Brandy Downs, The Weasel Boy, and performance by Leshefsky Family. And they're regulars here for our celebrations, and we do appreciate them so much. Okay, let me see what else. And all this will be supported by Domino's Pizza. All right, Domino's Pizza, 740-383-3030. Okay, so that's Monday, June the 10th at 7:15 p.m. here at WWGH. Okay, now, what else is going on? Let's see, the Tallgrass Trail will have something this week. I think they already had one thing on the 4th. That was yesterday. Yeah, yesterday was the 4th, wasn't it? On the on Thursday, wildlife tips and tricks. And this will be at the Tallgrass Trail head under the shelter there. And you can go to both sessions or one. 10 a.m. or 6 p.m. And they'll be talking about different plants, bird houses, feeders, and different things to help protect insects and birds. All right. Speaking of insects, I've encountered two black-legged male ticks. Now, the thing was, and thank goodness they had not embedded themselves in my skin. They were just crawling around. And I tell you, they're hard to kill. I had to put one in a glass specimen bottle. He eventually died of lack of oxygen, I think. But the other I managed to get in the bottle, and he's still crawling around. But the thing is, they are so small that it's hard to notice them. And if you're going out, and here's how I got the ticks. I've been messing around with tall grass, trying to do some trimming. And that's where they love to stay, about leg height or knee height on weeds. And when you walk there, they jump over and say, hey, we got another one. But now the thing is, these ticks can give you Lyme disease. And that can go on for a long time. So you have to be mighty careful whenever you're out in the bushes or out in tall grass. Make sure that you take off your clothes and have somebody inspect you for ticks. Oh, my goodness. I found one crawling on my arm. And the other was on my neck. So you have to be careful. I saved both of them so that I can show other people. But they're so small, you have to have a magnifying glass almost to really identify them. They have, four legs on each side. And so tiny. But they are, if you look them up in the book, they are adult male black leg ticks. All right. And there's nothing like a good tick. Boy, 10:25 is the time. Anyone else found any ticks lately? Okay, so what do I have to give away today? Whoa, I have Zumbezi Bay. I've got the zoo, the wilds, and even oil chain, one free car only oil change with regular oil at Bill Huntsman's. All right. Okay, so my first question today is this. There was once a plant in Marion that made road graders. And you used to be able to see these. In fact, I used to see them years ago at construction projects on the Pennsylvania Turnpike. It was something to be out a few hundred miles from here, and there's a road grader with that Marion manufacturer's name on it. Now, to win a prize today, you have to tell me what company made that road grader, and they also made road rollers. Oh, they were quite impressive, a road roller. Okay. And let's see, road graders, road rollers, and some other construction equipment. 7403-839-944. Okay, 10:26 is the time. And you'll have your choice of Zumbezi Bay, the zoo, the wilds, or the gift certificate from Huntsman for an oil change. 10:26 right now, 7403-839-944. Well, let's see, when was it? Saturday night? Yeah, at the Palace Theater. That was quite a performance, wasn't it? The food was sure good, too. The all occasions catered the food there, and it was, can you imagine having to serve several hundred people and do it efficiently? And they did. They brought out containers, ceramic containers, with chicken or beef and vegetables, and could put on your table, and then you could help yourself. What a great way to do it. And it worked out great. Everybody had their food on time, and I'm sure everybody enjoyed the food, including the salad. Now, the thing is, I don't want you to laugh. I know you won't be able to keep from it. But, oh, wait, here's a caller. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, Charlie, was that Universe?
Universe? What was the name again?
Huber.
Huber?
Yes.
Oh, it was Huber, yeah.
Right.
Okay.
All right, darling.
Okay. Bye. All right. Yeah. Huber Manufacturing. Yeah. And at one point, of course, Huber Warco was the name. And, yeah, you could just knock on the door and go, Huber Warco. Now, oh, I know. That will be my next question. What did the Warco stand for in the Huber manufacturing? You know, it became Huber Warco, W-A-R-C-O, Huber Warco. Where did the York? Where did the Warco part of it come? Can you tell me what Warco stood for? 7403-3944. That's my next question. Tell me what Warco stood for. I should know because I'm from the town where Warco originated. And during the war, that company, the Warco people, made items for the ships and trucked them out on the we had rails, trolley rails, all through town, and they used to ship out the items from the Warco people to the railroad on these rails. Okay, what does Warco stand for? It became, you know, in the later part of the operation, Huber Warco. You tell me what Warco stood for. 7403-839-944 is our number to call. Okay, and let me see what else I have here. Oh, there was once a major highway that went across Ohio. In fact, it went across a lot of states. A major highway was named after a president. Can you name that highway? 7403-39944. We'll be back.
Ted, did you know President Warren G. Harding was from Marion, Ohio?
Yes, I did. I passed by his home on the way to the station today, but he wasn't home.
Well, Ted, he's been dead for quite some time.
That doesn't excuse bad manner. He could have left a bundt cake. They get better with age.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, the talking place.
Two, one. Oh no. Which button am I?
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear. Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ag Council, and Make Safe Happen.
Okay, we're back once again. The time is 10:31, and our number to call is 7403-3944. There is still this highway that goes across America. And good morning, caller.
Hi, Charlie. How you doing?
Hey, let me check. Okay.
All right. Hey, you asked about the highway going across
yes.
the U.S.? Would that be the Lincoln Highway?
Yes, it's Route 30, the Lincoln Highway. It used to go through Marion.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
it
left Lima and dipped down so it could go through Marion and back up to Mansfield.
Huh.
But that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
And Mr. Hopley in Bucyrus is the one that campaigned to get that road straightened out. And so it went straight through Bucyrus after that. But at one time, it went through Marion and Galleon, too.
Huh.
Yeah, okay.
Well, that's cool.
You want a prize? Would you like a prize today?
Well, I sure would. Okay. That'd be great.
Okay, would you like Zumbezi?
Zumbezi Bay tickets.
Yeah, okay. All right, I got two tickets for you. And what is your name?
Thomas Studer.
Okay, Thomas. Very good. And you can pick these up till noon today, or Friday's till 3.
All right.
Okay. See ya.
That's great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye. Okay, yeah. We, other than, you know, our 30-day limit, we are open till noon to give away tickets and then till 3 on Fridays. Okay, today is the June the 5th. My goodness. 2019. All right. And Zumbezi, yeah, okay. Okie doke. That's our first prize today to Tom Studer. All right. And now, let me see. Oh, yes. What did the Warco part of Huber stand for? Remember, before it closed, it was called Huber Warco. In fact, it was called Huber Warco for quite a few years because a company in Bucyrus combined with Huber and became Huber Warco. Now, where the original company was in Bucyrus, it's long gone. I think all the buildings are gone. But at one time, it was the American Clay Company that made the clay manufacturing machines. But that was a long time ago. Okay. So what else do I have here for questions? Okay. Oh, there's a bike tour coming up. Yeah, what's it called? It came through Marion twice now. It won't come through Marion this year. But it's, there are hundreds of people that do this bike tour. It's kind of a family-oriented thing. And it runs for several days. And it will visit a lot of different cities in Ohio. Now, what's the name of it? Yeah, it was once, when it was here, I was in charge of when it was here the first time. And our headquarters was Lincoln Park. Now, what is that bike tour called? Okay. Now, what else do I have? Can you name an early pioneer family in Marion County? This pioneer family, I think maybe were based around Waldo to begin with. And when they died, one of them at least was buried in the graveyard up on Quarry Street, and one of them built a home across from Tri Rivers, but that home across from Tri Rivers was located about where Ponderosa Steakhouse is. So the home was lifted and transported to another highway just south of Marion. Now, what family owned that house? Or what was an early pioneer family in Marion? 10:35 is the time. Well, actually, 10:36. 740-339-44. That'll keep you scratching your head for a little bit. Can you? And the family name started with the letter U. And there's a street in Marion. That, of course, that kind of gives it away. What street in Marion starts with the letter U? And that would be the family, the early pioneer family in Marion County. And that would be the family that has a monument yet in the Quarry Street Cemetery. 740-383-9944. There's a lot of history in, I mentioned earlier, Waldo. My goodness. Our early pioneers in this area settled in Waldo, including Bill Drake, the the guy that was a practical joker that, and I'm sure most of you know the story. There was a group of youngsters from River Valley Elementary School that portrayed the story of William Drake. He got people all excited saying that the Indians were going to attack. And everybody that was in Marion County, very few, but they all left. And one of the families even left behind their kid. I think that somebody found him and returned him to the family that was fleeing. They went as far as Chillicothe to get away from Marion because the Indians were going to attack them. Well, this William Drake, you know, that was for him a practical joke, but it wasn't very practical, was it? This poor family had left and lost their kid on the way to Chillicothe. William Drake, now his house is still on Route 4, just north of Waldo, the William Drake House. Yeah, I think Drake, was in the Revolutionary War, if I'm not mistaken. But he was also a practical joker that led to no good, really. 1038, are you familiar with that story? Some of you must be. Okay, and let me see, what else do I have here? The Huber land, on which Tri Rivers is built, and a lot of other things is built. The Huber land, that was going to be my question, wasn't it? The Huber land was said, Ed Huber owned all that land and sold it, and his family sold it to various projects, including Tri Rivers and the Manti Dairy Farm that used to be. And, that was the Huber. Ed Huber owned a lot of land out that way. And that was a long time ago. That was before any of us were born. All right. Now, here, I've got a good one. I bet you won't get this one. There was once an interim mayor in Galleon, a man who was in between the mayor that resigned or left and the next election. There was a man that served as interim mayor. This particular man also at one time worked for Fairfield Engineering. But he was the interim mayor, and get this. This would have been 1995-96, around that time. And I was president of the Marion County Historical Society. And this man who was interim mayor was kind of looking around the mayor's office to see if he could find anything that, you know, just out of curiosity. Well, just the same as you or me, if we were suddenly in someone else's office, we'd be opening all the drawers and looking to see what's what. So the interim mayor, and I'm asking for his name, he found correspondence in one of the desk drawers from United States Postal System. And the postal system said, "We no longer want the Marion Post Office. We're building a new one. And the old one's for sale. Would you be interested?" Well, the mayor, before the interim mayor, never took any action on that. Apparently didn't think, well, who'd want the post office? So the interim mayor called me and said, "Charlie, I found something you might be interested in. The Postal Service wants to sell the post office. Would you be interested?" Well, me personally, no. But maybe a historical society, which I was president of at the time, would be interested. And I remember one of our members said, "Golly, of course, what we need is another museum in Marion." Well, we did get another museum, that's for sure. That's how it all began, with that interim mayor, and I'm looking for his name, that called me and said he found that correspondence. Okay, good morning.
Good morning. That interim mayor wouldn't be Jerry Ballinger, would it?
It sure was. Jerry Ballinger, yes. Yeah. And he was a good guy. If it wasn't for Jerry, we'd have never got Heritage Hall.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, so would you like a prize today?
What do you have?
The zoo, Zambezi Bay, the open-air safari, and an oil change.
How about the zoo?
Okay, all right. And what is your name?
Eva Pollock.
Oh, yes, okay. All right, Eva. You got the zoo tickets.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay, well, see, there was one person that knew a little history. Okay, well, I put this down here. Zoo 6519. Okay. All right. Tickets to the zoo. And how are you? Jerry Ballinger was the interim mayor. And he was between what? He was between Malone and Sansilda. Is that right? But if it wasn't for Jerry finding that letter from the post office, we would have never known that the post office was for sale. And then try to raise the money to buy it. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Hi, was it the W.A. Russell Corporation that teamed up with Huber?
It wasn't W.A. Russell. Now, you got the first letters right.
I got the first letter right?
The first two letters. W.A. Okay. is correct.
W.A. Corp was right. Now I got to figure out the R.
Yes.
All right, thank you.
Okay, all right. That's pretty good. Yeah, W.A. blank. And then that formed the Huber Warco Company. Okay, and that was getting to be a long time. Everything is a long time ago when you're old enough. We're coming up on 10:45 Eastern Standard Time, and you can expect a little rain today. That'll be good for your flowers or for your garden. Now, I planted that cucumber plant. Oh, boy. It's stretching its arms out, and I'm going to have cucumbers if everything goes right. If nothing comes along and eats them first. You know, I'm tired of paying such high prices for cucumbers. But at least I'll have a batch of cucumbers out of my garden.
Hey, Charlie. Did you know that Mayor Jack Kellogg has a great collection of political memorabilia?
Yes, I did know that. But do you know what his most prized political possession is?
No, Charlie. What is it?
Hillary Clinton's hairbrush. Never been used.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
/180/111, and I had a stroke.
I couldn't speak or walk.
150/90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
And I'm surprised it's not brought to you by, what's the name of the, well, just a second. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Hi, I'm trying again. Was it W.A. Riddell?
Yes, that's it. W.A. Riddell Company, yes. Yeah, they Huber bought them out, and it became Huber Warco, yes. Okay, what would you like for prize today?
Do you still have the Zoom Breezy Bay tickets?
Yes, I do. As a matter of fact.
Two of those will be fantastic.
Okay. All right. What is your name?
Christina Pritchard.
Okay. I'm writing it down here. Christina Pritchard. Okay. There's a Pritchard that lives across from me. Okay.
I'm sorry.
You can Okay. You can pick up your tickets. We're open every day till noon. Friday's till 3.
Okay, that's great.
All right. Okay, bye. Christina Pritchard, all right. Okay, let me write down here the date. 6/5/19. Yeah. Okay, and she gets the zoo tickets. Yeah, okay. I think it was zoo, wasn't it? Okay, and let me see. I'm trying to think, too. W.A. Riddell Company, Of course, I grew up in Bucyrus, and that was the major employer in Bucyrus. I mean, that was big time. They made road graders there. The W.A. Riddell Company made road graders and other equipment. They made a lot of items for World War II for the shipping industry. I think winches was one of the main things. And so it goes. So Christina found out W.A. Riddell Company, all right, which became Huber Warco, the Warco meaning W.A. Riddell Company. All right, so we've had one, two, three, at least winners today. All right. Okay, let me see. Yeah, now here's something. There have been a number of circuses that performed in Marion. There was one circus in 1947 that emptied their train and walked up North Main Street, and I can't remember what grounds they performed on. Can you name that circus? Or if you can't name that circus from 1947, give me the name of at least two other circuses that have performed in Marion. 740-383-9944. Okay, there have been a lot of circuses that have performed in Marion, but I don't think we have Barnum and Bailey ever again. I've seen the Barnum and Bailey train a couple of times, but they've, I guess, pretty well, since there were so many protests about using elephants, that they're long gone. Okay, 1947, what circus performed in Marion, or can you name at least two other circuses, and doesn't matter what years, two other circuses that performed in Marion? 740, remember the one that mowed down the Red Apple restaurant? Yeah, that's got to be a folklore legend almost. And the same thing, it's become folklore about the statue in the courthouse. Remember, when I was on the air, about 1978 it was, or 79, around in that time, a lady called and said, "Evers, you know, this statue from the courthouse has been missing now for years. I would like to see it back there, but whoever has it will have to give it up. And I have $300 that I'll give for you to repair it and put it back up." Well, that was all I needed. And it wasn't very long. In fact, now I always started to tell you about the in crowd, you might say. Ever since we brought it back and put it up, people have come up to me and said, "Well, I knew where it was." That got to be a status symbol, saying, "Well, I knew who had that statue." And one man that's dead, that was honored last Saturday night, Charlton Myers, he knew where it was. He called me after I mentioned it on the air and said, "I'm sure if you talk about that statue very much, the person that has it probably will destroy it." Well, I didn't take Judge Myers' advice. I campaigned and found out within 10 minutes after I was off the air, and this was after he called, I found out who had taken the statue originally. And it was the president, at the moment, of the Marion County Historical Society. Now, I'm not telling you anything that isn't public, because Dick Carey has written, you know, a full story about this and presented it publicly. And so it's nothing new, but Dick Carey is the one, as a young person, he and two other guys saw the statue lying in the hallway of the courthouse and thought, "Hey," they got an idea, probably like me, "Hey, it'd be fun to take that statue and put it in our truck and away we go." And that's exactly what they did. They picked it up off the floor, and it was in bad shape. I mean, it was horrible. And they carried it out the courthouse. and shoved it in this Dick Carey's truck. And then it went to his barn out east west of Marion and stayed for many, many years. Mrs. Neff, Maxine Neff, gave me the $300. But it ended up, it took $900 to fully restore the statue. Because part of her head was missing, one hand was missing, her sword was gone, and her scales were gone. And she looked a mess when she was on top of the courthouse. I mean, there's this statue up there with half a head and no hand. You did have one hand and no sword and no scales. It was an oddity. And so, but when we got her back, it took $900 to restore her. And that was for it. We had to have, and Mike Griffith was the man in charge of the restoration. He did most of the work. And first we had to take the statue up to Wyandotte, Ohio, and have her sprayed, you know, what do you call it? the term escapes me right now. But they had her taken down to the original metal, which was zinc metal. She had bullet holes all over her. You see, back in the 1920s, they tell me, as I wasn't around then, the sheriff's deputies used to sit down at the courthouse and shoot birds that had landed on Lady Justice. Well, those shots, they were accurate in hitting her, so her body had a lot of holes. It was terrible. And that's what, when we stripped her of the paint and everything, we found all these holes. We thought, goodness, how would we ever get her back in shape with all these holes and with half of her head missing and one hand missing? And that's when Mike Griffith found a sculptor who sculpted in a kind of like foam material and sculpted her head just perfectly in her hand and so forth. And then we fiberglassed all that, put fiberglass to make it permanent. And, it took a while. It took quite a few months. But by November the 15th of 1980, November 15th, 1980, we were able to get her back up on top of the courthouse. And that's the statue you see today, still holding her scales and her sword. Yeah, that was probably the most colorful thing I ever did. I had to climb to the top of the courthouse four times because the person who volunteered to mount her back up on the courthouse was Dane Ringert from Waldo. And Dane said, well, we'll have to weld a platform for her to stand on top of the courthouse, because the sheriff's department had an antenna there, a wooden post sticking up with an antenna on it. So we had to remove that wooden post and do a lot of things and weld the platform up. So we had to go up there three times. And you try to weld something with such long cords that we had, it was very difficult. Finally, to get a good ground, we had to go to the fire escape on the courthouse on the north side. We had to anchor our ground to the fire escape. Then after that, we got enough spark to weld the platform that she's standing on today. That just gives you a little insight as to what happened, because there was nothing mentioned about that in the Saturday night thing. And I think that was one of the most important. Well, of course, the arena on the fairgrounds, which has aided in the livestock sales and livestock shows over the years, that's been a good thing. And we wouldn't have had that had we not had all the people of this area donating money to build a brand new arena after the old one was burned down. Okay, well, we're coming up on a break here. And when we come back, we'll have more zoo tickets, more Zambezi Bay, and I'll be quiet. I got some questions. Oh, and so stay tuned. And don't forget to today, if you're planning on going out for a bike ride or a long walk, you might take a raincoat with you because it could pop up. We had one shower already, and we'll probably have another one or two. 10:58, okay, we're still about a minute away from our break time. When I come back, we will have a continuation question on circuses that performed in Marion. I've also got a question about a pioneer family in Marion. And the other question, too, about the big bike ride. It lasts about a week. It goes all around Ohio. Doesn't come to Marion this year. But a question on that for you to name it. I also have a state nature preserve that I want you to name. That's coming up when we break here after I come back after the 11 o'clock break. So how are you all doing today? In good shape, I hope. Okay, I would think the barometer would be down a little bit. I don't know. But anyhow, it's a great day. Whenever we're above ground, it's a great day. Okay, and I know a lot of you were there at the palace Saturday night. My goodness. And when I thought at $100 per person, the Marion May Gala was jammed. Jam-packed. That's right. There are a lot of people that are ably employed that could afford the $100 a plate dinner. And then the Fat Palace Theater was took over after the dinner, and people watched the performances. That was something. It's on the internet. If you want to type in Marion May Gala 2019.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For legendary First Lady of Broadcasting in Marion, Madge Cooper.
If you have a new announcer and he's not from this area, you make sure that before he went on the air the first time, you said, it is not Bucky Russ.
Then got back into radio, and now I'm doing some